Baillie Gifford launches a tokenized corporate bond fund on-chain. Baillie Gifford, the 118-year-old Scottish asset manager, has launched a tokenized corporate bond fund called Baigie, according to posts from CoinDesk and Cointelegraph on June 22, 2026. The fund is UK-regulated and targets a yield of roughly 7%, with BNY supplying the tokenization infrastructure. A firm founded in 1908 putting a regulated bond product directly on a public blockchain is a different signal than another crypto-native startup wrapping treasuries. The two reports differ on one detail. CoinDesk states the fund was issued on both Ethereum and Solana. Cointelegraph describes Baigie as issued natively on Solana. Both agree on the issuer, the UK regulatory wrapper, and BNY's role. The exact chain deployment is worth confirming from Baillie Gifford's own documentation before treating it as settled. A legacy manager picks tokenization over a pilot. Baillie Gifford runs hundreds of billions in client assets and is best known as a long-term equity investor, including an early and large position in Tesla. It is not a name that shows up in crypto headlines. That is what makes this launch notable. Rather than announce a research initiative or a "we are exploring blockchain" statement, the firm issued an actual regulated fund that investors can hold as a token. The structure matters. Baigie is a corporate bond fund, so the underlying is a portfolio of company debt rather than short-dated government paper. Most of the tokenized fund market so far has been money market and treasury products from firms like BlackRock and Franklin Templeton. A tokenized corporate bond fund pushes the model into higher yield, higher credit risk territory, which is part of why the targeted return sits near 7% rather than the 4 to 5% range typical of tokenized treasuries. BNY's role is the institutional tell BNY handling. The tokenization infrastructure is arguably the more important half of the story. BNY is one of the largest custody banks in the world, and its willingness to operate the plumbing for a public chain fund signals that the back office machinery for regulated on-chain assets is maturing past the experimental stage. Custody, transfer agency, and net asset value reporting are the unglamorous parts that decide whether a tokenized fund can hold real institutional money. This fits a broader pattern through 2026. The Philippines SEC said its tokenization framework was ready, and on-chain real-world assets have been pulling in net inflows, with XRP Ledger reporting $1.9 billion in RWA net inflows. Baillie Gifford adds a 118-year-old institutional brand to that list, which carries weight with allocators who discount crypto-native issuers. Yield-bearing tokens edge towards spending rails. A regulated yield-bearing token settling on a public chain is the kind of asset that eventually connects to payments. Once a bond fund position lives on chain, it can in principle be used as collateral, posted into lending markets, or paired with spending products that draw down a yield-bearing balance. That is the same logic behind the growth of stablecoin-based spending. Hold an asset that earns, spend against it when needed. The gap today is liquidity and redemption mechanics. A 7% corporate bond fund is not a stablecoin. And selling tokens to fund a card transaction depends on a deep secondary market or a fast redemption path that does not yet exist for most tokenized funds. For now, Baigie is a holding product, not a payment instrument. The relevance for UK-based investors and others is the direction of travel. Regulated yield is moving onto the same rails that already carry stablecoins and on-chain settlement. There's also a credit risk reminder buried in the yield. Higher return reflects the credit exposure of the bonds in the portfolio, not a free upgrade over a treasury fund. The token wrapper does not change what the fund owns. Investors get the same default and interest rate risk they would in the traditional version, plus the operational and smart contract risk that comes with on-chain issuance.